to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What is up, Left Traffic Nation? Welcome to episode 109 of the Left Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. I hope everyone had a fantastic holiday season. Hope the new year's kicking off on a positive note for everyone. Oh, does it feel good to be back behind the mic? I was fortunate to do a show last week with Sherwin from the PETM podcast and Trevor Rizzo. Hopefully you were able to check out that collaboration swapcast. I posted it. Sherwin posted it. Collab the music together. That was a lot of fun. Had a good time there. And if you haven't checked it out, make sure you go and check it out. So I am technically still calling this the off season with the official kickoff to season three on February 2nd, the preview to the clash and all that good stuff. So this is the pre-show for the preseason. Lots of pre's. You guys are here for one reason tonight, and that is to find out about the 2019 Left Traffic Fantasy. Get to that here in a minute. Next week, probably going to recap the silly season, the moves throughout the end of 2018 and the offseason. I'm still trying to piece together a few things for next season that might change the layout of next week's show if I'm able to piece them together. We'll see how all that goes. Let's see, real quick, man. This past weekend, I was working on some things for the new season. I was going through a ton of audio clips for a new intro song, and I probably spent like an hour listening to sound bites, trying to mash up audio and some clips and all that kind of stuff. And I liked some of the things I came up with, but I didn't love them. I love the intro song right now. So until I can come up with something that I absolutely love, the current intro music is going to be here with us a minute. So there's that as I continue to piece some things together for next year or next season. That's just a couple weeks away, like I said. Random side note, man, how about the games from the NFL this weekend? We are deep in the, where are we, Jim?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
Jim, I have to talk about playoffs. You guys know by now that I am a diehard New England fan, so obviously excited about that. And I get it. I get where people are over the Patriots and over Tom Brady. I really do. So I appreciate the hazing. All in good fun. That said, I wanted Brady Breeze in the Super Bowl. I think that would have been awesome. It's crazy to think that we've not had Brady Rogers or Brady Breeze all the times the Patriots have been in the Super Bowl. So I was really rooting for Brady Breeze. I thought that would have been awesome. You know, potential last showdown with two awesome old school quarterbacks. I really think that would have been a lot of fun. And speaking of Breeze and the Saints, that Rams-Saints game, that no call, just unbelievable. I'm sure you have all seen and heard, and it's been talked to death on your local sports radios as it has here. But man, that was crazy. And then for the Rams to go out and nail a 57-yard field goal, that man, that thing had no end in sight. I don't know the end potential that ball could have gone. Just unbelievable. But we got two awesome games this past Sunday. Championship weekend lived up to its hype of being probably better than what the Super Bowl is going to end up being. But needless to say, I am excited. Terrific Tom. Going to go be the GOAT one more time. Get another ring. I'm pumped. So I digress. Before I get on with what you're all waiting for, the Fantasy League, since this is going to be a short show, I'm going to drop some social media and a little update there. Everyone, make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. I completely redid it. Fresh look, brand new. Did it about a week and a half or so ago, and it looks great, in my opinion. Go check out the new website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Got some of the new logos up there scattered throughout some of the pages and all that good stuff, so make sure you check that out. Don't forget about Facebook, The Lab Traffic Podcast. Of course, follow on Twitter, at LabTrafficPC. Going to give that Instagram thing a try again, The Lab Traffic Podcast on Instagram as well. Might even have some help on that down the road here. Don't forget to check out the show on iTunes, Blueberry, Spreaker, Acast, Podbean, you name it, you can find it. Don't forget about the giveaway that 3,500 followers, unfortunately, did not get that over the offseason. But nonetheless, at 3,500 followers on Twitter, giving away that 124 diecast signed by Richard Childress. Might have some things along the way to push numbers along a little bit. Maybe have a new shirt, something like that to give away. Who knows? Let's see. Shout-outs from new followers will pick back up in a couple weeks. Speaking of the new website, there is a new store on the website. All those new logos that I debuted a couple weeks ago, the old logo, the new logo, just wanted to freshen it up a little bit. Got a lot of awesome positive feedback on some of that stuff, which is great. Tons of colors, all that. And cheap, too. $15 t-shirt. Proceeds go right back into the show. So there's that. Stickers and koozies, of course. Got those. If you want one, make sure you go fill out the contact page on the website, and I will be happy to send them to you. And keep sending the pics. I will continue to add those to the website as well. All right. Business is done. It is time to talk about the 2019 Lapped Traffic Fantasy League. I got to tell you guys, last year was so much fun with the Fantasy League, and I expect it to be bigger and just as fun this year. So, without further ado, how do you sign up for the Lapped Traffic Fantasy League this year? You need, very simple, send an email to, are you ready? LappedTrafficFantasy2019@gmail.com. Side note, if you played last year, you still need to send an email to the new email address. Make sure you include in the email your full name and your email address so that it's easy to just copy and paste into the Excel spreadsheet. And new this year, you can sign up throughout the season. Minor caveat, though. You will be able to join at any time, but you won't start until the next stage segment begins. So if you want to come on in after Atlanta, send an email and all that. We'll keep it stored, and you'll be able to get in when segment two starts. Mick and I thought that would be the best way to make it easy on ourselves. So, and again, huge props to Mick Rose, who's going to help me out with the Fantasy League again this year. All right, so to recap, send an email, LapTrafficFantasy2019@gmail.com. Put your name and your email in the body of the email, please. Okay, moving along. What are the rules this year? Well, pretty similar to last year, to be honest with you. Some caveats down the road here, though. Picks must be submitted via email to the same email, LapTrafficFantasy2019@gmail.com, to be accepted by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fridays. Make sure you include the name and the number of your driver you're selecting for all three series. And again, picks are due by Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Exceptions to that 5 o'clock Friday rule would be midsummer when the trucks are running a Wednesday night. Picks will be due by then, but there'll be plenty of reminders, and I'll mention it enough on the show. Let's see. So, just like last year, you're going to pick a cup, an Xfinity, and a truck driver. And if the driver for cup is also running Xfinity or the truck series, you can't pick them. Keep it to the same series just like last year. If you have questions, let me know. But a series regular for the series that you're picking, with some exceptions. If someone's not technically a regular, but they're running a random Xfinity race, by all means, I don't see any problems with that. I was thinking of changing it up for the cup and was going to have you pick two drivers in cup, someone in like the top 15 and then a driver in the bottom 16. But just thought that would get a little tedious and who's in the 16th spot this week and not last week. And I didn't think it would add as much separation once I thought about it as I was thinking it was initially going to. So, recap, picks submitted 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You're picking whatever series is running. You're going to pick a driver for them. So if all three series are running, you're going to pick a cup regular, an Xfinity regular, and a truck regular, and you will get the cumulative points for those three drivers that weekend as your total for that week. Updates will be posted to the website typically Mondays. Sometimes it might stretch over to Tuesdays. Let's see. Over to the segments. All right. To keep interest throughout the entire season, the season will be broken up into three stages, and here's where there's a new twist to this year. Stage one will be 14 races, Daytona through Charlotte, including an All-Star Race bonus, where if you pick the winner of the All-Star Race, you're going to get an extra 15 points. Stage two, 15 races, Pocono to Indy. Here's where it gets interesting. Stage three, 10-race elimination playoff that you must qualify for. Only the top 16 players' cumulative points from stages one and two will make it to stage three for the 10-race elimination playoff. Eliminations will follow just like they do for Cup. Bottom four after each three-race round will be knocked off. Tiebreakers will be determined by the number of correctly guessed wins in the playoffs for all three series. If a second tiebreaker is needed, we will use the number of correctly guessed wins in stage two. And if another tiebreaker is needed, then you're both just going to be declared the winner. If there's any discrepancies in the scoring, please let me know as soon as you notice them. And if anything needs to change on my end, I will definitely make sure to give as much notice as possible. So make sure you check the email, Twitter, and listen to the show, of course. Also new for this year, and I'm really excited about this. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Whomever is the current stage leader each week will have the option of calling into the show to be the guest picker that week, talk a little trash, whatever you want to do. So I think that'll be a lot of fun. So as long as schedules line up and whoever is leading wants to call in on the show, they will be more than welcome to call in and give their picks for the following week. And that could change weekly, and it could stay the same throughout the whole stage. If you remember last year, Chloe Yunker dominated segment one, so she would have been on the show a lot. So that's exciting. Going to check that out, see how that goes. All right, moving right along to the prizes. Stage one and two, first place in each of the first two stages will win a personalized lap traffic trophy. Added that as a surprise bonus this past year. Everybody loved them. So that will be the first place in each of the first two stages. Second place in stages one and two will receive a lap traffic t-shirt of your choice. And then for the playoffs, final four are going to win some prizes. First place will receive a $50 online gift certificate to the NASCAR Superstore and a personalized lap traffic trophy. Second place will receive a $25 online gift certificate to the NASCAR Superstore and a personalized lap traffic trophy. Third place will receive a lap traffic travel mug of their choice. Fourth place will receive a lap traffic t-shirt of your choice. And of course, you get bragging rights, which is the most important. All prizes will be sent out after the season. Keep in mind, this is a fun league with prizes donated by me. If I got to make any changes, I will, but I think it should run pretty smoothly, considering how there's not many rule changes from last year. All of this is up on the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com, under the fantasy tab. If you've got questions, let me know. But registration for the 2019 Lap Traffic Fantasy League is open. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to be a wrap for episode 109. It was a quick one, but hey, it was all about the fantasy. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, at Lap Traffic. Subscribe, download, tell your friends. Don't forget about the contest. Next week, I'll be here. Not sure with what, though. Stay tuned. Go get signed up for the fantasy league. Tell your friends. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!